teardown of 3-pack LSC GU10 smart LED bulbs, 320-8076.1. This is a teardown and some findings on the new 3-pack LSC GU10 bulbs. Also, some general findings on LSC bulbs. Warning: if you attempt to disassemble these bulbs, be aware that it won't be easy. Not only because the whole body of the GU10 bulb is made of glass, but also because you have to use excessive force to get the components out of the bulb. Also, soldering to the T1 and R1 pads is much harder, as with the normal E27 bulbs from LSC, also 3-pack, since directly in front of the pads we need to access are multiple capacitors. Continue at your own risk. With that said, if you are wondering why I wrote new 3-pack, LSC at first sold a lot of smart bulbs in single packs. All of those had different chips and an older firmware vulnerable to CloudCutter. With time, they patched their firmware and started selling 3-packs of a lot of bulbs, which by now follow pretty much the same pattern. They come pre-flashed with firmware V160, which is patched against CloudCutter. They now use the BK7231N chip. Also, of course, they use the famous SM2185N I2C chip, which has its clock wired to P26 and data wired to P24. The clock also runs at 50 kHz, which I will show later on how to set in the config. By the way, there's already a write-up which these new bulbs basically follow. So first of all, disassembly. I will describe what worked best for me. If you find something that is easier, feel free to leave a comment under this post. If you want to follow along, you will need these things: small precision flathead screwdriver, tweezers, preferably rounded, see images below, IPA, isopropyl alcohol, optional, but makes removal of glued-in components easier, UART USB cable, 3.3 volts power supply, and soldering iron to attach cables and flash custom firmware to the chip. The first thing you will need to remove is the plastic disc covering the LED PCB. Make sure to enjoy it. This will be the only easy component to remove in the whole disassembly XD. You should be able to feel the gap between the plastic and the glass edge with your fingernail. Just stick something flat and pointy in this gap, like a small precision flathead screwdriver, and use the glass edge as leverage point. You will have to use a little bit of force, since the plastic disc is lightly glued on. When you're done, you have this laying in front of you. Next step will be the worst: getting the LED board out. This will be really hard, since the LED board is glued onto a 4mm glass lip with silicone. It will take a lot of time and nerves to get it off. First of all, use something sharp and pointy like some tweezers or a scalpel to scrape around the outside of the LED board. If you look from the top, you can see that there is silicone between the board and the glass wall of the housing, which needs to go. Get as much of as possible by really scraping a couple of times around the board. The next step is to get the actual board out. What worked best for me was actually using the flathead screwdriver from before and leveraging the board off, but sideways. If you try to leverage the board by basically leaning your screwdriver against the glass, you will break the glass, your board will still be stuck. You will need to actually get the screwdriver under your board from the side and leverage it this way. To explain it a bit better, the board has four lips, each facing north, west, south, and east. You need to get your screwdriver under one of those lips from the side. Your screwdriver should point the direction of the arrow. Then, once you are under the PCB, you can try to slowly leverage it up. If you are lucky, you get it out. If not, continue with the one of the other four lips. You will maybe also have more luck if you butt a little IPA, isopropyl alcohol, on top of the LED board, hold the bulb at an angle, and turn it so the IPA gets to the silicone underneath the board. Let it soak for round about 10 minutes. Be aware that you probably will damage the LED board a bit on the edge. This is okay, since there should be no traces, so